This is Brother Peter Diamond, VaticanCatholic.com. Antipope Francis is president of the Pontifical Council for Promoting Christian Unity and the Commission for Religious Relations with Jews. Quote, Cardinal Kurt Koch recently uttered a massive heresy on the Jews. He explicitly rejected the necessity for them to convert. He stated that there is not a mission to them as there might be to members of other religions. His position is totally heretical and it's a repudiation of the gospel. But it's actually consistent with Antipope Francis's position. Koch is the head of the Pontifical Council for Promoting Christian Unity and the Commission for Religious Relations with Jews under Antipope Francis, precisely because they have the same faith. Antipope Francis has stated that the Jews have been delivered from all evil, heresy. He has celebrated Jewish holidays, and much more. They both reject the gospel. That's a fact. Anyone who would obstinately regard such people as Catholics rather than heretics in the face of these facts simply does not have membership in Christ's one holy Catholic Church. The idea that the Church does not have a special mission to the Jews is, of course, false. In Jesus' Great Commission, recorded in Mark 16 and Matthew 28, he says, "Preach the gospel to all the nations and to every creature, and that whoever does not believe is condemned." That condemnation applies to the Jews, to the Muslims, and whoever else does not believe in Christ's faith. Indeed, the dogmatic definitions on outside the Church there is no salvation explicitly declare that if they die without the Catholic faith, Jews are excluded from salvation every bit as much as other non-Catholics. It's not as if they have some special status absolving them from guilt in this matter or making the necessity for them to convert less urgent. To further illustrate the absurdity of the position of Koch and Francis, Galatians chapter 2 verse 8 specifically says that St. Peter was an apostle to the circumcised, that is, to the Judeans. An apostle is one who is sent, who is entrusted with a mission. Therefore, Scripture explicitly teaches that there is a mission to the Judeans, and the modern-day Jews, even though their religion is very far removed from the religion of biblical Judeans, they would claim to be the spiritual successors of the circumcised on some level. The Church clearly had and has a mission to all non-Christians. The statement by Koch, which is representative of Francis's position, is simply antichrist, apostasy, and further proof that the Vatican II sect is definitely not the Catholic Church.